Armadoxy for today, Sarkis. There are a few saints that stand out above others and are revered specially by the Armenian people. One of them is Saint Sarkis, who has a unique following among Armenians. Parents name their boys Sarkis, and as a family name, it is among the most common. Sarkis is a 4th century saint, a Roman by birth, and was appointed by Constantine the Great as Prince of Cappadocia. This is the area next to Armenia, today's Kayseri. While his story contains unpleasant and gruesome details, I offer it today for a reason. With the conversion of Constantine to Christianity and the spread of Christianity in the Roman Empire, Sarkis went throughout the kingdom, tearing down pagan altars and constructing Christian churches in their place. When he arrived in Persia, he served as a captain in King Shabu's military. When the king learned that Sarkis was converting his soldiers, he demanded that Sarkis worship before a statue of his pagan god and fire. Sarkis's reply was definite. "I believe in one God, the all-holy Trinity, who has created heaven and earth. As a man who is made of the earth, I can destroy your pagan statues and the fire that you worship." This proclamation against the religion of the day infuriated the people, and they began beating Sarkis with stones and clubs. They finally imprisoned him in the hopes that he would deny Christ, but he remained loyal to his faith. His punishment for converting people to Christianity was beheading. As he was about to be executed, he prayed a prayer for his followers. "O Lord Christ our God," he said, "all those who remember my name during their trials and tribulations, and who remember this event with prayer and fasting, hear their prayers and grant to them all of their desires." A voice was heard from heaven saying, "I will give you what you have requested. As for you, come home to enjoy the goodness that has been prepared for you." When he was beheaded, 14 Persian soldiers who followed Sarkis tended to his remains, wrapping his body in preparation for burial. The king was infuriated and had them killed as well. To this day, even among Persians, Sarkis is referred to as the invincible witness and grantor of all requests. Every year on this day, following the fast of the catechumens, Saint Sarkis, his son Mardiros, and the 14 followers are remembered in the church. Even more, among the people who approach this feast with fasting and prayer. Often because the fast of the catechumens is just before Saint Sarkis's day, the lessons of the day are forgotten, and the physical disciplines, that is fasting, have replaced those important reasons for the fasting, namely the message of Jesus Christ. Even today, some folk myths still circulate among the people, with seeing Saint Sarkis in dreams, eating salt and water from the fast as signals for falling in love and betrothal. The story of Saint Sarkis should inspire us to stay firm in our belief. As gruesome as it is, I share it today so we understand that the greatest gift of life has been given up for this faith. Also as a warning that religion can get out of hand. It can be ugly. And what Saint Sarkis did was a sacrifice and true bravery to stand up for his beliefs in the face of physical danger. On the other hand, it can and has for many turned into a simple exercise to acquire their desire, rather than an opportunity to center their life around Christ, as was the desire of Saint Sarkis. Let us pray. O Christ, Director of life and eternity, as your servant, Saint Sarkis, demonstrated with his life, let your message and glory be reflected in my life. May I honor Saint Sarkis and all the saints by living with you centered in my life, today and always. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.